This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it's a topic that's been discussed for decades, yet it still happens today. Some women struggle to trust a genuinely good guy, and it's both frustrating and sad to see. Because being too nice gives you the ick. Mm-hmm. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy here. Take a listen to this clip of a woman on the streets who says nice guys give her the ick. And then shoot us a call. Let us know what you think. We would love to know if you agree or disagree. 585-252-9800. Take a listen.
A guy can do.
I'm not really into nice guys because I like boys, so I can't really think of anything nice that they can do.
My lucky day. Hell yeah. I'm just joking. All right, and what's the worst thing a guy can do?
I guess be nice.
Be nice.
Because sometimes if you're too nice, it gives like, it's like the ick.
Really?
You know? Because it's like, why are you so nice?
You like when guys like degrade you type shit? Is that what you like?
Not degrade me, but like, you know. Because I feel like if a guy is nice, that means he gets no girls. And that's like a turn off. You know what I mean?
Because I just like feel like, yeah. So, what is going on here? What did I just listen to?
Right.
Because I just like feel like, you know, yeah.
You know, so that's that. Listen, my observation, here's my observation and experience. Whenever a girl starts with, you're a nice guy, but most of the time it's a euphemism for, I'm not attracted to you.
Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate, but that's true.
That would be too harsh to come on and say that.
Right.
And, you know, I feel like that girl right there would be a little out of touch with what the rest of us are thinking. But, you know, what do I know? How many of you also want to reach through the radio and strangle that person?
That's extremely aggressive, but pop off. Now you're promoting violence on our morning show. Yeah,
it's crazy. Just so frustrating.
No, it is. It's crazy, for sure. I think that a lot of this chatter, this chitter chatter, mm-hmm. has to do with a maturity level and how old somebody is. Because
clearly,
when you're younger, you don't know your self-worth. You don't know what love is. You don't know what a healthy relationship is. You're used to patterns and you're used to, people are used to what they know. And if all you really know is toxicity, and you think that loving and caring is, you know, I don't know, you just keep going back and forth and back and forth and off and on, you stick to what you know.
You'd stick to what
and
you know.
And you don't really know anything different.
Let me go to the phones here. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dina.
Sup, Dina. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's your thoughts on this?
I want to agree with that girl. I mean,
oh, Dina.
I just feel like nice guys always finish last. And if you're constantly going around trying to impress girls being all extra nice, you just come off as desperate.
Oh, dear.
Like, it just gives us the ick. It's not cute.
What, in what way, though? Like, when you say too nice, what does that look like? him laying his coat over a puddle. Sure, that's kind of odd. What do you mean, though?
Just, like, being overly sweet, like, overly caring.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, I'm not saying, like, be mean all the time, but, like, girls just want a guy who has money, tall, good-looking.
Here we go.
Knows how to dress.
The 666.
The 666 rule. Dino, let me ask you, though. Are you speaking on behalf of all women that this is what they want?
Oh, 100%. This is what women want.
She's the voice of women.
Oh, God.
So.
But what are you bringing to the table? What is your contribution? You get into a relationship, you want this, that, and the other. But what are you bringing to the table?
Well, I'm definitely hot.
Oh, God.
I love that for
you. And I...
For now.
That was cold.
But it's true. Your looks are going to expire, Dina, and then what are you left with? So what if you're hot? That's just one thing. Great, you're fun to look at. What else?
And then men will get a dad bod and they'll still be hot because that's how society works. They can be shriveled up and old and they're still a zaddy, a fox.
But
there's that.
I think all women want a guy who's like not constantly going out of their way to be nice. Like, it's like it shows a lack of confidence. And I mean, like the TikTok girl said, like, we don't want to be degraded, but like we want to be told what to do a little bit. Like, we want to have that banter, like to be put in our place. And like, I don't know. I just think it's a turn on when a guy keeps us on our toes.
Okay,
but like keeping on your toes by like cheating on you or like what?
No. Goodness, no. Like constantly keeping me guessing and like not showing his true feelings.
Why is that like, hot though to like give yourself anxiety? Like, I don't.
But yeah, that's a good point. Doesn't that make you anxious a little bit?
I mean, listen, most people like the chase, and I think this is like part of it.
Most people what?
Like the chase. I think it's just like, honestly, how old are you? Sorry, my voice is going. How old are you?
24.
Yeah, that tracks. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that you're so young and, you know, you don't want to, you never want to feel like you're settling down or growing up too fast or anything like that. Because I think routine and comfortability is boring to someone your age. But again, I'm not a psychologist. I don't know what's going on, but I'll chime in and say this. I dated a girl for a brief stint who was overly nice, like, and it also kind of gave me the ick. Like, I've dated some horrible people, I've dated some really nice people, but this person was like I felt a gust of wind, and all of a sudden she wasn't wearing a jacket and I was, and it's like, I'm okay. Like, I don't know. In my opinion, it made me feel a little helpless. I'm a very capable
she
human
was just
being. It's kind of giving, like, please like me, though. And I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, listen, I don't know. I'd love to hear from some men, 585-252-9800. But then again, Dina, you are only 24. I don't know what your dating experience is like, but I can guarantee you, as you get older, this is probably going to get old for you.
I mean, maybe, but like for now, I enjoy guys who are like kind of about themselves, you know? Like if a guy's all about me, I'm like, that's boring.
So I'm assuming you're probably not going to like our intern, Zach.
No, she is not.
All right. Hey, Dina, thank you so much for the call. Are you in a relationship right now?
I'm dating a couple people, like, not exclusively.
I'm sure you are. And I'm sure you will be for a very long time. All right, Dina, thank you, queen.
All right, we'll talk soon. Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye, guys.
See ya. Never.
It's hopeless.
No, never. Never ceases to amaze me. All right, let's...
What's going on?
Nothing
here
would make me happier right now than if we could just hear from our listeners. 585-252-9800. This girl who just called in might be a little out of touch. And look, I'm going to say it. There's plenty of men who are very capable of doing both. You can be respectful. You can be nice. You can be transparent. But also have a backbone and are not willing, you know, are willing to speak up to say how they feel. Yeah. And, you know, and what they're not willing to put up with.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones because they are blowing up. PXY, who's this?
This is Courtney.
Courtney, talk to us.
Okay, so after hearing what Dina had to say, I have to say I'm 29 and I completely disagree.
Okay, go on.
There are so many good qualities about a man who's confident in his niceness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There is something about a man that will go and put you before himself that is like the biggest turn on.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why women are out here trying to encourage men to be rude and mean because they think that that's what women want.
Right, but, you know, at the age of 24, though, too, it doesn't sound like she's got a ton of dating experience, and she's immature. Like she said, the only thing she really has to offer at this point is she's hot. That's what she brings to the table. But at the end of the day, you could be hot, but you still have to have a conversation with the person.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Your looks can't be everything. You have to have a personality to back it up.
100%.
Thank you so much for the call, Courtney. Appreciate that.
There's so many people that don't.
PXY, who's this?
Dave.
Dave, talk to us.
Wavy Davey, what's up, brother?
Wavy Davey.
What's up, Bubble Breezy?
What do you think? What's the vibe?
So, women are so much more shallow than men, and this is why. A good-looking guy, 6 foot tall, dark hair with a six-figure income, drives a real expensive car, could walk into Walmart. And he would date the hottest cashier behind the counter.
Mm-hmm.
But you take a woman in the same position, good-looking woman, 6 foot tall, six-figure income, drives a great car, she would never think twice about dating a guy in that position.
Yeah.
100% right. My money will grow. Your looks will fade. A woman would never think about supporting a man who she found attractive and maybe fell in love with. But a man, that's his destiny. That's what a man does. When a man makes money and he has it in the bank, he sits back and thinks, I can afford a house, I can afford a car, I can afford to support a family.
Mm-hmm.
When a woman makes money, she sits back and she thinks, I'm high-end, I can afford this fancy car, I can afford these fancy clothes, now I want this high-end man. It's always a double standard.
Wow.
Women in general, what you have to offer is looks. A man only wants a hot woman. We don't care where you work. We don't care about your family. A man just wants a good-looking woman who can provide him peace when he walks in the front door of his home.
That I won't disagree with.
I feel like I could run through a brick wall right now. Oh, my God.
Two brick walls.
Yeah, two brick walls.
Two of them.
Hey, Dave, hey, listen. There's a lot of things you just pointed out where you're not fully wrong. I know that a lot of men, the number one thing they want in a relationship, like you said, is just peace.
Girl.
They want peace. After a long day, they just want to be able to come home to an environment where they don't feel like they're walking on eggshells.
And we have no problem taking the brunt of everything. We have no problem supporting the family. We just want to come home, be taken care of, and we want a woman who can provide us with a peaceful environment. That's it.
Hey.
We're simple creatures. We're so, so simple.
So, Wavy Davey, when you were describing the 6 foot, six figure income guy, were you describing yourself or?
No, I'm 5'10.
All right. Hey, we love an honest king.
Yeah, we do. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
All right. See you later.
That guy came in on all cylinders, and I respect the hell out of that guy.
I do too. I thought he was going to call in acting like some Geo Metro. This dude was a Ferrari.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.